Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, this morning, around 200 Ukrainian refugees are being moved from the Ibis Hotel in Clondalkin in Dublin. They were informed of their new location by letters delivered to them at 3:30 on Friday afternoon. Last week, Evelyn O'Rourke visited Scolwyra in Clondalkin, which is one of the local schools hosting the children, and she spoke to the mothers and the principal there about their deep concerns about the impact these moves will have on the children. Well, this morning, Evelyn is out at the Ibis Hotel car park as those families depart on coaches. Evelyn, tell us what's happening there this morning.
Well, Claire, a lot of worried faces around here this morning. There, I think, three coaches now have pulled up. They've been arriving to the hotel since about 9:30 this morning. And everywhere you look, there's just women on phone chatting kind of agitatedly. Lots of bags, lots of suitcases. People are starting to head out to one particular bus as they get ready to head off. Now, as you say, they got those letters on Friday telling them where they were going. And at this point, from what I can establish, it seems people seem to be mixed. They're going to down to Cork, some to Limerick, I've heard mention of Bruff, I think, and then Donegal as well. And just, you know, again, having spoken to the mothers the other day in the school, you know, you and I were talking about this on air the other day, they're just very upset about this disruption. So I spoke to a couple of mothers. You're going to hear from one mother in particular here who has two children. And she, again, echoes this line that the children are very well established in the area and they really don't want to go. So here you'll hear a little more about her frustration, I suppose, about this situation.
From the 1st of April, we have lived here for a long time, have a quite of peaceful life here, and it's very difficult for us to leave now this place because our children are already settled down in school and made friendship, and teachers made so much for them.
What age are your children?
10 and 14.
So school is very important for them.
Absolutely, and they're in different school, and it's so lovely places. Teachers really made a great job for them.
Do you know where you are going?
Yeah, we have places for relocation, but we don't know if there will be some schools nearby. Cause
and what county are you going to?
County Cork. It's some village, and I think it's a lovely place, but we have to start again our life in a new place.
How do your children feel?
They absolutely distressed because my daughter, she is an A-level pupil. She was great at this school. They have a lot of projects, and she was very active here and kind of leader in class.
And she's worried now.
Yeah, and my boy, he is, was in sport club, and his coaches made a lot for him, and he was quite successful. And again, he cried because he had to leave his team.
How are things at home? Do you have family back in Ukraine?
My parents are in Ukraine, and we are from the city on the border with Russia, so it's not safely to come back now, absolutely. And the city was bombing for 30 years, and now they stop, but they don't have electricity and sometimes water, so we can get our children there.
How do you feel about being moved today?
I think in 1 hour when bus is going, we will cry, every one of us, because it's like our new family. And of course, it will be very stressful.
Oh, it's so difficult, Evelyn. You put yourself in their shoes. You know, you're in a country that you don't know very well. You've got limited language skills, although her English was exceptionally good. And then you're going to somewhere where, as she said, you've got to start again. And do they have support there as you stand there to help them with all of this?
Yeah, I mean, we've been hearing that the Red Cross and Peter McVerry Trust were invited out. We were talking about that the other day. And they try and match maybe some of the families with some of those pledged offers of accommodation we've heard about. Today as well, South of Dublin Partnership, who've been doing amazing work with this group over the last while, they have a very visible presence here. They are talking to everybody. They're getting details. And they're trying to manage and clarify, really, the situation here. I mean, Claire, talking to people, so many people have wonderful English. It's really impressive, actually. And then for other mothers, they come up to you and they have this app on their phone and you type in English, it translates. Like, it's just arduous trying to even get that kind of basic communication across. You know, you've women wandering around here with bags, with children, with buggies. The amount of stuff people are trying to pack into these little plastic bags is just incredible. They've got their paperwork. They're constantly trying to show you their paperwork. It's just quite, you know, quite a grim sight out here this morning, to be honest with you. So at this point, I don't know how many have been matched up with the pledged offers. I suppose that'll unfold. But I was talking to Trina Reid from the South Dublin County Partnership. She was telling me they've had situations, for example, like obviously a clerical error, right? But a mom and her children have been told they're going to two separate locations. Now, she said to me, look, of course that'll get sorted. But she said the moms here don't necessarily know that as well. She's had phone calls about this all weekend. So the level of stress here in the car park at the hotel, they're just high, you know, as everybody's facing into really what they're calling an uncertain kind of future. So here, Trina Reid from the South Dublin County Partnership, one of the managers there who's here on site at the hotel. Here she tells me more about the situation.
So what's happening here this morning is all of the Ukrainian women and children and a few older men are being moved to different locations.
Do we have a number at this stage? It was around 200 initially.
Yeah, so it's about 200 people, about 72 children who are in local schools here. Actually, a lot of the children that are living here in this hotel have autism, so it's particularly difficult for those families and those mothers to have their children moved. The whole community is very, very upset. And, you know, the people that are staying here, they've been here for the last 8 months. They're settling into this community.
How do you see playing out this morning?
I think it's going to be a really difficult morning. I think we've done a lot of work with people on Friday and again this morning to kind of have them feel a little bit more comfortable. The information they were given was virtually nothing. They were given a letter at 3:30 on Friday saying where they were going. But
at this point, where are the destinations for people?
People are going to Cork, they're going to Limerick and they're going to Donegal, but some of the accommodation is not so bad. There'll be self-catering apartments, which will be good for people, but other accommodation that people are being sent to is they're going to be in dormitories. They're moving from a hotel room now here where it's just them and their family to bunk beds with, you know, two or three other families, shared bathrooms.
Now, one of the things we heard about was that the Peter McVerry Trust and the Red Cross were out here maybe trying to work out local accommodation, pledged accommodation. Do we have any idea how successful they were?
Yeah, I do know there are a number of families that have already moved in, you know, with hosts and with various kind of Red Cross accommodations. One of the things we're doing this morning is we'll be trying to talk to the department to see if the people who have pledged accommodation in the next kind of 7 to 14 days, if they can stay here rather than moving and then having to move back. One of the biggest issues that we're trying to solve here this morning is that a number of families are actually being separated by this move. So one family where, and this is probably administrative error now with this family, but the children are being sent to Cork and the mother is being sent to Limerick. They are in a country that they're not used to the system. And
you know it'll get sorted.
I know it'll be fine, but they don't know that and they're so upset, you know, about this. But there are other ones that we don't know will be sorted where it's adult families that are being separated. So we do have one family where it's a mother and her two children are being sent to Limerick. Her elderly mother is being sent to Cork on her own. She doesn't speak English. And then her sister is being sent to Donegal. So that entire family is being separated. Unfortunately, it's really affecting these lives. And, you know, we have to kind of do what we can to make that better. But also, it's just, I don't know, I just think it's not been handled in the best way, unfortunately.
So, Evelyn, that's what Trina is trying to do today, to sort out those problems where you have those families being separated.
Yeah, I mean, standing here now, Claire, talking to you, that first bus is loading up beside me, the bags are going on. Very moving here because some Irish families, you know, friends that people have made have turned up here just to wish them well. And I'm just watching some people here. It's getting quite emotional here, to be honest, Claire, in the car park. And a little child beside me, they're handing a little chocolate treat there. So, yeah, so this is what's happening here. I mean, the buses are here. They're going to be moved. And the South Dublin Partnership, Peter McVerry Trust, and helping Irish hosts, Ukrainian Irish hosts, they're all trying to match those pledged offers. And they're all delighted to hear from people if that continues. But obviously, this is a story that's just going to keep running. And we'll stay in touch with these people and find out what happens.
And Evelyn, where is that bus heading to? Is it making numerous stops around the country?
I gathered this first one, talking to one woman here with her son. She told me that this one, as far as she knows, is going straight to Limerick. So So I think that's the first coach is heading off towards Limerick, and that's where the bags now are being piled onto that. And the people who are with lists and going through the names, and I mean, it's really well organised, you know. But it's just very emotional. Claire standing here and just watching, people are, they're upset, they're sad to be leaving, really, really sad.
So the people who have turned up to say goodbye, are they school friends of the children and their families?
I mean, I just saw one Irish mom over there, and I'm just watching them there. She just obviously got friendly with one of the Ukrainian mothers, and there was, you know, lots of talk about staying in touch and doing her best to stay in touch. So, I mean, it's clear that the connections are there. Like, another mom I spoke to said that her creche had actually written in support of the of her son, to say that the son was, you know, settling in so well to the creche, and it'd be detrimental for him to move again. And so, I mean, people, they keep telling me, Claire, like, how grateful they are that they've had extraordinary support on the ground, that the school communities in particular and the sporting clubs have been wonderful to them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they then talk about the fact they know it's a, you know, bigger global problem. I suppose we're seeing just one set of stories here this morning, but it's, you can hear some dogs in the background, is there, some pets being loaded onto the bus as well. Okay. It's just a very difficult situation all around here.
All right, Evelyn, thank you very much for joining us from Clondalkin in Dublin, where Ukrainian refugees are being moved out of that hotel into various locations around the country. And we're staying with Ukraine, but we turn to a book called Invasion. It's written by Luke Harding, and Luke will join us after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.